So you may have noticed that in the class date application, really there was only one thing, a main function, and that is an example of a class that was introduced just to do a particular computation. So in addition to introducing classes to represent data and the methods that are going to operate on them, you quite often, in object-oriented programming, when you want to write a program where there's just going to be one instance of the program, you also put it as a class. And you might call that a computational class. It's one which is only intended to have one instance. And I'm not quite sure why this entire image didn't load. So, by the way, did you all pick up copies of the handouts up here? So you have hard copy of this. I don't want to click the reload because last time I did something unusual, I crashed the whole thing. So let's just pretend that we can read that. You have your own copy. So this is another example, a class called Count, which all it does is has one. It's an example of a Java application. It just has one method called main, and it's there because it's going to do one computational instance. In this case, I believe what it does, I can't quite read it, is to read input until you get to a minus one, read characters, and count the number of characters that are read.